This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Donald Trump took a lot of abuse on the campaign trail this last year for suggesting stricter screenings for immigrants and refugees coming to America from the Middle East. The smug left denounced him as a bigot, but did he have a point? A new report from an aid worker on the scene in Germany suggests migrants at one refugee camp there are preaching, quote, pure hatred towards Christians and are hoping to bring Islamic rule to that country. An anomaly? Here now is terror expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Dr. Gorka, thanks a lot for joining us. Are we drawing too many conclusions from this story, or is this a representative story, do you think?
Well, first, can I congratulate you on your show, on the ratings, and on your haircut? All excellent.
All except the last.
All right. You. Look, this is the missing piece of the puzzle that we've been worrying about for the last few years with this inordinate refugee stream going into Europe. This is the idea of what some people have called stealth jihad. Right now, it's only one person, but it's a person who has some credibility. Why? Because she's a former refugee herself. She's somebody who arrived in 1991 and now decided to give something back by helping her fellow refugees. And if you listen to what she's saying, it's very, very disturbing, Tucker.
So I want to take the impulse behind the Trump policy prescription seriously, whether or not you agree with the details. There is a problem with assimilation of Islamic refugees in Europe and Scandinavia, a real problem. I think everyone acknowledges that. Are you familiar, having spent a lot of your life in Europe, of any country that has successfully assimilated large numbers of Muslim refugees? And if so, how'd they do it?
Absolutely, but I'm talking about the period when my parents arrived in Europe, so in London, in the UK. My parents were refugees, Tucker. They weren't Muslims, but they were taken in after the revolution of 1956. Right. In that period, the 50s, the 60s, and 70s, there was assimilation. It doesn't matter whether you came from Pakistan, Hungary, yes. Bangladesh. You wanted to be a Brit. You wanted to be a German. The trouble is what we're seeing now, Tucker, is the sour fruit of 20 years of immigration policy where they said everybody's welcome and you don't have to assimilate. You can have Bradford become a hyper-Muslim, right, intolerant area. You can have Marseille become a den of extremism. It's a consequence of political decisions, Tucker, that we have these areas today in Europe that are where the Brussels bombers hang out and recruit their buddies.
It seems so masochistic, almost suicidal, but that does seem the point. If you bring people from a culture where hating Christians and Jews is taught in the schools, you do have some obligation to try and deprogram them when they get to your country, don't you? Why don't we do that in the West?
Because there has been this mantra for the last 25 years that all cultures are equal. And as a result, you're not allowed to say, hey, you want to be a Brit, you want to be a German, this right. is what it means. That became anathema, and that's why Europe is where it is today. And that's why Trump resonated so much, right, because the average American knows, this is crazy. It goes against common sense to say all cultures are equal. I'm sorry. Female genital mutilation is un-American. We don't accept it. And I think the average American understands that, too.
Well, it's certainly a crime against women, and you'd think the feminist groups would mention it once in a while. But that would require, in order to ask people to buy into your values, you'd have to believe in your own values first, wouldn't you?
Oh, didn't you just nail it, Tucker? You cannot have a healthy nation unless you embrace the values of the nation. For America, it's the founding principles of our founding fathers. In the UK, it's the Magna Carta. In Germany, it's Teutonic Knights, whatever. But if you can't embrace your history, then you will lack the antibodies to deal yes. with people who want to subvert your culture.
I think that's really smart and obvious, but thank you for saying it. No one else does. Dr. Gorka, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got something real special to share with you, especially in light of this world that we live in these days. You can say that oversharing is now normal. You know, this too much information kind of context thing. Boy, with social media, we get too much information. And it's all part of, you know, some would call the social courtesy of this new world in which we live in. But, you know, in terms of social courtesy, it seems like it's all but banished. But Lovi Ajayi is with us, and I happen to get my hands on her book, I'm Judging You, which is absolutely hysterical. It is self-indicting. It is something that has, you know, kind of been long coming in this culture that we live in today. You know, Spike Lee, a number of years ago, had the movie Do the Right Thing. In a sense, this is kind of a sobering wake-up call for the current generation. Lovi, let's bring you on here right now. Congratulations on the book. I think it's well-needed and long past due, titled I'm Judging You, the Do Better Manual.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, okay, so you're observing the world around you. It is going nuts. People are out of order. There's no decency. As you say, you cast one side eye at a time. For some reason, I'm envisioning your grandmother who looked at you, because I had a grandmother the same way, and she would kind of throw the side eye at you and to get you on the right track. And of course, living in a Hispanic household, if you didn't get the side eye communication, what followed, first of all, was a chancla, a house slipper, and if that missed, and if she was, God forbid, close to rolling tortillas, then it was the rolling pin that followed next.
Ah, yes. So you got a duck.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, hey, check yourself. All right, and this is what your book does, is that it's causing this generation, and I would say all of us, because we've lost some social decorum along the way for some reason.
Oh, we totally have. I don't know what happened, but social media probably exacerbated a bunch of that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, like you say, we're oversharing, and out of it is, you know, also going back to my Hispanic roots, my grandmothers would say to us, no tienes vergüenza, have you no shame? And this is kind of what's happening with our culture. I mean, the stuff that you see, I mean, even on your opening, I mean, you write about somebody posting a picture of their dead relative. I mean, how, and you're going, what's going on with this? Why would we do that?
Because we somehow are lacking couth. Again, we just want to throw up things for likes, and we think our lives are so interesting that every single moment of it needs to be publicized. I feel like we almost feel like we are living in our own Truman Show.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking with awesomely Lovi blogger, Lovi Ajayi, and her debut collection, I'm Judging You, the Do Better Manual. And some of the topics that you include, I mean, we read them and we have friends that do this. I mean, like they're dinner Scrooges. We go to dinner with them and then we complain time and again that they don't want to pay their fair share. But yet the next time we go to dinner, they're back with us.
Right. You know, I think we're gluttons for punishment, too. Like, we know group dinners are the worst. and then we still go on them.
Yeah, like what is all that about? And even you call into question, like as you say, I'm judging you that personal hygiene is necessary, is not optional. What is it with today's kids? I mean, in a sense, I like what you're doing because you're like, helping them grow up. Somehow they miss the class or they miss the memo along the way or whatever, just even for the most simplest of things that you do that are rather civil, and that is a simple thing like personal hygiene.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of things that I write in this book I consider to be common sense before I wrote the book, and then I realized for somebody to plagiarize my work and not think, oh, there's something wrong with this. There's a lot of common sense lacking.
Yes. Yeah,
so it's put it on paper.
It's pretty bad when common sense has become uncommon sense, huh?
You know, somebody said common sense is the rarest rose in the garden of logic. And I was like, correct. You know, I want people to read this book and either see themselves in it or nod their heads along as they recognize other people that they know in it.
Yeah, and then what you do is you buy them a copy. You give them, this is a great Christmas gift, great holiday gift item. You give them a copy and just, like when somebody, comes to you and their breath smells a little bit and you don't necessarily want to say you got bad breath, but here, you need, here, have a Tic Tac, Sometimes they get it and they go, I need a Tic Tac? No, just have a Tic Tac.
Just have one. My book is both a shady gift and just a good one in general. Because, yes, you definitely need to give it to some of your friends who are, full of judge-worthy tendencies.
Yes.
But I also think even for everyday people to just read this book and kind of see the world in all its absurdity, it's something that they'll love.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem, part of this that goes on, Lovey, I say that you get it on you. You know, the culture has lost its sense of shame, bad breath and all, being stingy, things like this. And it creeps into all of us. And maybe this is a way, to kind of look in the mirror. And as you read this book and maybe you see a little bit of yourself in this dropping your guard and you go, that really isn't me, but it is me. Maybe I need to do something. Maybe I need to raise the bar here a little bit. And maybe for others, it's we got to raise the bar a lot, and all that's fine and well. But the process will be is that you'll be a more welcome friend and a more welcomed addition to your social circles, won't you?
Absolutely. And I love the phrase that you use, self-indicting, because that's right. Like, I come out the gate in this book judging myself. I got to turn this mirror on myself if I'm going to turn it on anybody else.
Well, that's what happens when you write something or when you teach. I find God, in his sense of humor, puts us in these situations so that it is a mirror. I find myself brought into situations often to teach about things that I myself most need to learn. So that's where the self-indictment experience and, if I could say hashtag has been placed on myself. Another question in your book that you address here is what happened to real journalism? Boy, I'll tell you, that question is being asked repeatedly these days.
The Internet, with all this information that it gives us at our fingertips, you'd think we'd use it better. Mm-hmm. Instead, what's happened is we have all this information and it's turned to information overload, and both the trash and the cream are competing for our attention.
Right. Exactly.
So, but journalists, like people who purport themselves to be journalists, should hold themselves in high regard to do the work that other people would not do, but some of them don't even do that.
Lovey, I feel sorry for some journalists because I feel like their profession has been hijacked. It's been influenced, kind of like what we're talking about here. People have dropped their guard. It's come in. It's invaded their profession to such a degree that the proud sense of journalism has gone out the door. We got about 30 seconds left here. These absent-minded celebrities are also driving me nuts. Let's judge these absent-minded celebrities.
Celebrities.
That's a whole other segment unto itself,
isn't
it?
That is a whole other segment. Like, that could be its own show.
Yes, without a doubt. Well, we'll have to have you back and do this once again. I'm judging you, the Do Better Manual. This is a long, needed manual. I mean, we need to raise the consciousness and the culture of we the people, and this comes just in time. Lovey, the book is available at all the usual places and perfect for the holiday gift giving, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find it everywhere. And I read the audiobook, so you can actually hear it in my voice. voice.
Whoa, how well is that? That's awesome. Lovie Ajayi, Lovie, congratulations on the book. I'm judging you. The Do Better Manual, available at all the usual places. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Martin.
good to have you along with us. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Hey, it's, you know, that time of year when we get the Napiers on, and we always enjoy our time with them. TV hosts, do-it-yourselfers, design experts with some great homemade holiday ideas. They're here to share their exclusive tips with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Ben, Aaron, welcome back. Good to always have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Yeah, we're good.
Hey, wonderful. Well, winter's here. We're starting to feel a little toasty here. Means it's time to start ushering in the holiday season. Of course, we're starting to hear Christmas music. That's bubbling up. Except here in my house. In my house, you can hear Christmas music in March, February. It doesn't matter. I'm Mele Kalikimaka. I'm telling you. I keep telling people this. Sooner or later, they're going to go. Well, as you can tell, we're all excited, and I know others are excited to be spending this season with their loved ones. And you guys got some great ideas. Aaron, let's start with you. What are some of your favorite holiday traditions?
Well, I actually just really love spending time with family. That's the most important thing. It's not about the things that you give and how much money you spend on each other. It's how much time you get to spend together. Yeah. And so around the holidays, that seems to be the only time of year my mom and I get together and we bake. We bake like crazy people, and we make cookies and cinnamon rolls and roasted pecans, and we put them in little vintage Christmas tins that you can collect, you know, online on eBay or something, and give that as gifts to the people who maybe aren't expecting anything from that Christmas.
Well, maybe because they thought they deserved to be on the naughty list. So this is when grace and mercy is extended, and it's good fun. But, you know, to your point, there's just nothing like holiday memories, is there?
No, there's not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Ben, chime in for you. I mean, you know, even though we're talking things that most women respond to in terms of the holiday memories, I mean, it's not like guys are devoid of these kind of emotions, right?
No, that's growing up in my house, my mom every year would, for, you know, when Thanksgiving rolls around and the holidays start, then she would send, you know, me and my brothers or my nieces and nephews, and we would go out and collect twigs and limbs and branches and pine cones, and we'd bring them in, and she would make centerpieces for our tables in our house, and, you know, and wreaths and anything like that. Erin really, she does the same thing. She really likes to use, you know, things from outside, and, you know, in some places, you know, like New York City, you can't go out into your backyard, and so you can go down to your local market and pick up these, you know, these items and use them to make some
simple, natural home decor for the holidays.
Yeah, and Aaron, it's fun, even though, like, if you're in the asphalt jungle of the world here, in New York City, it is kind of tough, as Ben suggests, but there's no reason why I can't get in the car and just go up the road a little bit and, you know, go check out the wildlife out there, right?
Yeah, take your family. Go on a little day trip.
Hey, another memory, huh? We're just full of memories and ideas here today, right? Hey, Ben, what about some great do-it-yourself gift ideas that you yourself have created?
Well, so every year I make little books for Erin, and she loves those. She says they're her most cherished gifts.
He makes books about the things that happened in that year of our marriage.
And wow.
The sweetest, most precious books in the world.
Well, I was hearing Erin go, ah. I mean, you hit the spot there, didn't you?
Yeah, and so, you know, and that's, you know, for me, it started when, you know, I was younger, and we would make gifts for people, and so that's, Erin and I have carried that over, you know, into our adult life. We, you know, when you put a little bit of time and you make something for somebody, you know, anybody can go to the store and buy things they need. And so we like to try and make things that they don't have or that they may not think about. And the fact that they're made with, you know, love from the heart, then that means more than anything.
Yeah, again, Erin, it's about memories. I mean, for you to open up these, I bet you look forward to this every year, don't you?
Who doesn't look forward to it?
Yes.
And the food.
food always the food there. But you know, when you get a gift like that that comes from someone's heart, and you're going back and looking over the past year, I think that's a lot of fun, because sometimes the years just go blowing by us so quickly, don't they?
They do, and I feel like you feel it more around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you take note of how much time has passed. Yeah.
Well, you know, Ben, you talked about some good ideas here. Anything else up your sleeve here? We're going to try to drain your brain here and take advantage of your past experience, because you probably got some great ideas for us guys that we need ideas like this.
Well, Well, you know, like I said, anything that you can make for yourself, there's lots of projects online. You can go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback, and we've got a lot of our tips on there. But, you know, any time that you can figure out something that you can make for your, for somebody you love, you should do that. I mean, you should take the time to do it.
And if all else fails, buy the Eagles box set for your dad.
Yeah. If all else fails. That's right. But, you know, even if it's just going to spend time with them, you know, a lot of times we put work first, or we say, you know, I don't have time to drive out to see that family member. You know, do it. Take the time. Spend time with your family.
Mm-hmm. You know, Aaron, we talked about this last year, and in terms of preparation and, you know, kind of having a plan, and what you suggested back then, and you're suggesting it again, which I think, you know, is worth reminding everybody, and that is, you know, materials that are essential to have around your home for do-it-yourself holiday projects, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Head to the craft store, head to the hardware store, get live greenery. You can get that in your yard or at a hardware store usually. Mm. Pick up things like brown contractor's craft paper, which is what I love to use to wrap gifts, and then I draw little doodles of whoever I'm giving the gift to on the wrapping paper. And, you know, if you use the Bank America card and you get cash back when you buy all those things, just have those things at the ready. Things like baker's twine is another thing I really love.
Right.
The red, yeah, you know, the red and white twine that's like wound together. And it's,
yes.
That's
wow.
The best.
That's
yeah.
Great. See, look at all these ideas you guys are getting here. Absolutely free and no charge here on Bill Martinez Live. Brought to you by the Napiers. It's all good. Ben, you know, when you're approaching, you know, your to-do list, you know, your holiday list, you know, and all the to-dos and that sort of thing, you know, what's your approach on checking off and making sure everything is handled right?
Making lists, and one of the things,
like, if we don't make a list, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. And one of the things we do is we make a list of everything that's coming up for the holidays, and then we immediately go through and cross like half those things off,
because it really probably isn't even worth your like stress and the time it would take that you could be doing something more meaningful during the holidays. We don't need to be so busy that we miss it.
That's
but
right.
I love to say, make a list of everything you've got to do and just cross off half of it right then, because it's not that important.
And exactly.
We make a list of people that we want to give gifts to, and we stick to that list. We don't cross anybody off that, but we set a realistic budget, and then we, you know, work through making as many of the projects as we can, and you know, and then it ends up, you know, your holiday, you get more out of it. You remember more, and the memories, like we said, that's what's important.
Right. And it's fun for you two, because you two are doing this together. I mean, that's really, you know, again, memories happen when you spend time together, as you were saying earlier, Aaron, you know, with you and your mom baking cookies and that, and you and Ben working together on these projects. That's good fun.
Yeah, always. Find somebody to spend the holiday with.
Well, look, we're running out of time. You know, we always get to this point where there's just so much more to talk about and little time left. Where do you want to tell everybody to go for more information?
Yeah, just head to bankofamerica.com/getcashback for all the tips and tricks videos that we've got there.
Well, good fun. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to the both of you. Thank you so much, as always, for coming on Bill Martinez Live. Aaron and Ben Napier, married college sweethearts living in Laurel, Mississippi. They made their living by creating historical inspired designs for furniture, home goods, and stationery. I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food and how it brings our family and friends together. This holiday season, Marie Callender's is partnering with culinary personality Kat DiOrio to help you put new twists on old holiday favorites. Love pumpkin pie? Try making pumpkin pie broiler s'mores or incorporate pie in an ice cream bar. Give your favorite side dish a modern spin by making it bite-sized. If you're in for a busy Black Friday, minimize your time in the kitchen by transforming last night's leftovers into a new, simple, yet delicious meal. Kat DiOrio, chef and lifestyle expert.
When the weather turns cool, it's the aroma of a freshly cooked meal and the people we share it with that keep us warm inside. This holiday season, try new twists on Marie Callender's timeless foods, or simply gather your family and friends around Marie's fresh-out-of-the-oven pot pies, meals, and desserts. Let's make it a season to savor.
For more tips, visit www.mariecalendarsmeals.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Life itself squeezes into 60 minutes and 100 yards. And you can't control who your mom and daddy is, but you can't control how hard you work. So a thought, you reap an action. So an action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a character, you reap a destiny. Every play starts with a cadence and ends with a whistle. What you do in between determines your legacy. So make sure you give it everything you've got until you hear that whistle.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along. Coach Collins is with us, and I'm sure he'll agree. Coach, it's like any baccalaureate. Sometimes people think a baccalaureate is an announcement of things ending, but it's actually a forecast of things to come. And that's really what is what we've experienced here in this country, isn't it? Things to come?
Absolutely. I think we're in the eye of the storm right now. Mm-hmm. Things are calm. They seem calm. But they're far from calm. There's a lot of things that are going on just subsurface that are going to be very impactful mm-hmm. in the coming months.
Well, I would only encourage people not to be too focused on the Democratic Party. There's no doubt. I mean, it makes for some conversation and, you know, that excitement. But that's really noise. That really has very little to do with getting this country back on track. They need to get themselves together and reassembled. You know, all the king's men and all the king's horses, they're doing everything they can to get Humpty Dumpty back together again. But that is their issue. Our issue is stay focused on the cause at hand, getting this country back on track. I think what, and I felt this all along, Coach, you and I have had this discussion time and again, what Donald Trump would bring to bear for everyone. And what I am hearing mostly is the majority voices, it's time to dream big dreams again. They are excited. The hope that is abounding throughout this country. Again, don't look at what's happening on the streets. I understand people have to express themselves, but they're going to waste their time protesting and doing that. And meanwhile, guess what? You're going to be at the front of the line. You're going to hear the gun blast and the race is on and you're off and rolling down your career. And meanwhile, they're back over here sniveling, looking for a safe place, and they're going to miss the boat and the opportunity. Right, Coach?
Well, sure. I think that those street demonstrations will begin to wind down as Soros realizes that he's wasted his money.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Good point.
What Trump can do to bring him to an end is to pull up, have the big tractor-trailer trucks pull up with participation trophies for everybody. Hand them out and say, here's a participation trophy. You've done it. You've had your say. Now go back to mom's basement and come back out this spring.
Yeah, when you're ready to go to work, because there's going to be plenty of work to do, whether it's infrastructure jobs, the energy sector about ready to get unleashed with the unhampering of some of these ridiculous regulations that they've had to deal with. Coach, I think it's, we got the wind coming to our back here, and this thing's going to take off big league, as Donald Trump would say.
Oh, absolutely. And some of his... early indications that some of the people that he's going to select for his cabinet at this point are very significant. There were a lot of people, myself included, who got emotionally attached to the idea of Rudy Giuliani as the Attorney General. Mm-hmm. But when you step back and take a sober look at it, that would be a rough and very ugly, and I think possibly at the end, a futile effort to get Rudy by the confirmation process. He's got a lot of warts that people don't realize, that those of us here in New York and who've been involved in especially Republican politics in New York understand these things. So Rudy knows that. And it's business about him being the attorney, being the Secretary of State. That's another head fake, too.
Right.
But really,
Well, Coach, as AG also, let's face it, there's many Democrats not sitting well with what Rudy said in terms of indicting her and calling for a special prosecutor. We're talking about Hillary Clinton. They're not going to approve of that. I think part of me wants President Obama to go ahead and pardon her so it becomes a non-issue for this administration. Otherwise, this is going to be a point of debate. There's going to be people that have supported Trump that wants her locked up.
Well, I'm in that group, so you and I part company there.
Well, that's okay.
I think that I have seen my entire life, I've seen Democrats trade their feet, so to speak, that actually belong to us, we the people. When they get in trouble, they moan and complain. You mean I have to go to jail now?
Right.
I'm not a congressman anymore. I gave up my congressional seat. No, you didn't give up your seat. You had it ripped away from you. So it's this idea that ultimately this woman is a queen who's above everybody, that I think a lot of people, myself included, voted against.
Yes.
Now, that might already be a stone that's rolling downhill that's going to end up with an indictment. I don't know, how these things stop. How do we unring all those bells?
No question. Well, and I guess my point is, Coach, is that I want to keep this as much as we can, if it's possible, away from the Trump team, because I think it would bog things down. But look, if that's what it comes out to be, I'm a rule of law kind of guy. I believe in the rule of law, and I would just hope that would be one of those messes that are cleared up, on the other side of his administration, not at the start of it, because he's going to have his hands full. I mean, as it is right now, you got 4,000 positions, this transition team together being headed by Mike Pence. I think that was a great move, getting Chris Christie out of the line of fire and putting Pence in charge. That's probably what should have happened all along, you know, from the start. But I think they're aggressively moving along. Like you say, some of these things with Rudy Giuliani, Newt's position, you know, he wants to be more of a consultant, you know, than somebody, you know, having to do a day-to-day board meeting or something, you know?
Yeah, well, Newt's 75. Mm-hmm. And he's very active and in very good health, but he's still 75.
Right.
So I think that he might not be interested in being a day-to-day guy. But just one thing to wrap up this idea of investigating Hillary Clinton. I understand what you're saying about this being cleared away as a distraction, but you have to remember this, too. Administrative process will drag this on.
Mm-hmm.
For a very long time, and it will go subsurface because the media won't report it.
Right.
So somebody who becomes the new attorney general could say, well, we are looking into this, and the whole thing goes black. And believe me, when an investigation goes black, it's the worst thing possible for the person who is being investigated, because you don't know who to lean on. You don't know what story to fix together. And I think that that's possibly how it could play out.
Mm-hmm. Well, time will tell. We'll see how it goes. But certainly the Trump team, they have their hands full, like we say, with this transition. You know, 70 days to make a lot happen, and they're ready for the task. So, you know, for somebody who has been known to say you're fired, he's very often these days saying you're hired, right?
Exactly. You got to be hired to say you're fired.
Exactly.
This guy is the most well-prepared guy to be the president than we've seen in maybe forever, because he's a businessman. And
exactly.
Finally, we're going to have a business streak running through the government.
Without a doubt. Well, Coach, we'll leave it right there. We've got to go to break. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. More from the coach.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a 2-in-1, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim. America's favorite Mexican, Bill Martinez, live.
You can't take that from me.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Get involved in the conversation. You know, follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at BMartinezLive. Good to have you with us right now. Of course, our conversation continues with the one and only Coach Collins, Coach Kevin Collins. Coach, remind everybody of the website if they want to stay in the flow of the know, and also update us on the book sales.
Well, the website is the Coach's Team. And the book is The Dirty Locked Away History of the Democrat Party. It's in ebook form and it's at Amazon, and it's doing well. My agent tells me it's doing well, so I don't check it regularly anymore, but that's what I hear.
Well, I tell you, it's such a blessing, and I know many people, the comments I've heard, Coach, anecdotally with my friends who have purchased the book, they go, my goodness, how come we didn't learn this in school?
Yes, you know, right.
And everything is so well documented. It is right there. You know, it's properly footnoted and everything. So you know that this is not opinion. These are the facts, Jack, as they would say, right?
Yeah. There's very little opinion, and it's stocked with facts. And I back up things, especially things that I know will be controversial. I have some... Some items in there are backed up with four different citations.
Well, Coach, speaking of controversy, of course, there's plenty to go around, and it continues after Election Day, and that is who won the popular vote. I mean, it's just so interesting. The pundits are trying to hang on to something, and these are the pundits that said Trump didn't have a chance up to, the day, and including moments before the polls were closing. They were all so giddy, saying it was going to be such a landslide and everything, so they're trying to hang on to something. So the only thing they can hang on to is that supposedly Hillary won the popular vote, like that's a big thing. And I remind people that tell me that, I go, when there's a World Series game and Game 7 comes up and somebody wants to say, well, we got more hits than the other side, you say, well, what was the score? Who won? That's all that matters. It doesn't matter how many more hits you got. You know, it's like, who won the game? And, bless their hearts, that they want to hold on to that, I guess, if that's something to hold on to. But the fact of the matter is, as Barack Obama said very clearly, and we're reminded that elections have consequences.
Well, if you carry the World Series example out even further, you could say Trump lost the first two games, 15 to nothing and 25 to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Won the next four.
Yes.
So, because Trump won more state than Obama won the last time, and certainly more states than she won this time. And as far as the popular vote is concerned, well, you have two competing saying 12%, and those numbers being indicative of the number of illegal aliens who admit to have voted. Now, it's they didn't vote for Trump. They didn't vote illegally to vote for Trump.
Right, exactly.
And when you look at a map, a colored map, county by county, it's absolutely absurd. You know, if you cut out Southern California and the New York, Boston corridor, that's it. It's over.
That's
there's
right.
There's nothing there.
There's lots of red in between. There's no doubt about it. Well, and Coach, the other thing, too, beyond that is what happened locally with governor's races, state legislators, legislatures. I mean, you're talking what? The Democrats are down to about 13. Republicans resoundingly now control what, something like 39? Is it 39 states And with them, there's many that have a number of Republican state congresses as well that they're in control of. Well, what does that tell you?
If you look at states that are wholly controlled by the Democrats, we're down to five now.
Mm.
Okay? There are no states, southern states at all, that have that see the Democrats in charge of either house. And most of them, if not all of them, are run by governors that are Republicans. In this last election, Kentucky finally flipped. And what's going under the radar, the Kentucky Assembly, what's going to go under the radar is that we all know how close Trump came to winning Minnesota outright. Mm-hmm. But the Minnesota Assembly jumped by about 12 seats, and nobody saw that coming. Nobody. And now the Assembly and the Senate in Minnesota are controlled by Republicans, probably for the first time since they joined the Union. So we've seen a lot of important jumps, and there's still one big race that's out, and that's in North Carolina. Now, Governor,
and that's regarding the governor's race there in North Carolina.
Governor McCrory was very unpopular. He made some very unpopular moves, and it looked like a slam dunk that he was gone. But then when the hurricane hit that did so much damage, he was just terrific, and people really appreciated the work that he did and his ability to get organized state and federal relief efforts, and he began to close and close. And of course, with Trump doing so well in North Carolina, we now have a situation where there are somewhere in the vicinity of about 90,000 votes that need to be counted, and McCrory is down like less than 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So there's every indication, because traditionally, and I think it may very well hold here, the Republicans do well with absentee ballots. It's something that the Democrats have always had a problem with. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I know why, because they give absentee ballots to people, and people say, yeah, I'm going to vote, and they take them and throw them in the garbage.
Exactly. Right.
So we'll see what's happened now. It's in Durham County is what you got to watch, and Durham County has just acknowledged that they have a problem. Interestingly enough, just one more point on this. If this comes to an impasse, the Democrats themselves have prepared their own noose, because in 2004 there was a similar state race in North Carolina where it came to an impasse, and the Democrats said, well, we'll just give it to the state legislature. Of course, it was run by Democrats at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the Republicans say, let's give it to the state legislature, they'll be giving it to Republicans.
Right. Well, that's the way it happens with all those things, is that, they get them in motion, and it works fine when you're in control. But when you lose control and it goes to the other side, guess what, right? Just like President Obama's all his executive orders, the pen and the phone stays there in the Oval Office. And last time I checked, I think a Republican by the name of Donald J. Trump is going to have control of that.
Exactly. And regardless of what the media and the Democrats say, Trump is not going to be abusive with that. It's just not in his nature.
Right.
He's smart enough to have the right people, advise him on these things. And what he does is going to be, 100% legal.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, the first 100 days of the administration, what is your aspiration, your hope for the Donald Trump administration in these first 100 days?
Well, I think that we're already seeing an uptick. The other day, we saw that the dollar has strengthened to a position where it's stronger than it's been in 14 years. Of course, there is a cautionary note in that. It's strong against what? Against the disintegrating euro.
Yes.
The media here has done a very good job of smothering stories about what's going on in Europe, and Europe is disintegrating.
Mm-hmm. And China's not doing all that well either, Coach.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So, sometimes we see things like this big jump in the strength of the dollar. It's not always that good because in trade you need a closer parity. But that said, I think that there's a lot of excitement around the world for Trump. People know that things are going to be different. People want America to be strong. They don't want the Russians or the Chinese to be the strongest, countries on the face of the earth. So they, regardless of what they know about politics in America, that what they do know is that America is basically a kind and charitable country.
Right.
And so that, that's...
Well, Coach, what they're sensing is the Trump tide is raising their boat. Isn't that so?
Yes.
Even right now, before he's taken office, it's almost like the Ronald Reagan effect once again.
Yeah, it's not sacrilegious for us.
No.
Reagan and Trump in the same breath, because this is Reagan was exactly what we needed after the disaster of Jimmy Carter,
right?
And Trump is exactly what they need. We need after the disaster of Barack Obama.
So, no doubt.
It's the modern disaster relief program.
Right. Well, Coach, we'll have to leave it there. Coach Kevin Collins holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly. We celebrated our 241st Marine Corps birthday last week. And Coach is a retired New York City police officer and a member of the American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Make sure you go to his website, thecoachesteam.com. Coach, thank you so much.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan.